Under a Margaritaville sunset, about 5,000 parrot heads gathered to see a free Jimmy Buffett concert in Hollywood yesterday. WLRN's Lily Oppenheimer reports how this Get Out the Vote concert connects to Florida candidate for governor Gwen Graham.
That's about as political as I get. And in the meantime, I'm here to have a little fun. How about y'all?
Many South Floridians know the suave summertime sound of Jimmy Buffett and how he has a passion for environmental activism. On this night in the Hollywood Arts Park Amphitheater, he supports Gwen Graham's campaign. Before strumming his guitar, Buffett talks about the current state of Florida's environment and how protecting it should be a battle for everyone living in paradise who wants to keep it that way.
We need to have a little more attention about the place where we grew up and where our children should grow up. And it's not that hard. It really isn't. So
young and old in the crowd say they think Graham partnering with Buffett is an interesting campaign tactic. Brendan Walsh is a 30-year-old millennial and lives around the corner.
We believe that Jimmy Buffett attracts a specifically older white Republican audience. So it's interesting that it is Jimmy Buffett who is aligned with a Democratic candidate for governor.
He's with Mukethe Kawinzi, who is 32.
I think that it's really great to have an event that like brings people out, not necessarily for politics, but it's adjacent to the event.
But she says when it comes to the polls, name recognition is everything. And this event with Buffett might just do that for Graham. I'm Lily Oppenheimer in Miami.
In related news, the mayor of Tampa says he is open to serving as lieutenant governor if Gwen Graham wins the Democratic gubernatorial nomination and if she asks him. Bob Buckhorn was in Miami yesterday to learn more about the Brightline train service. The mayor has surfaced in media reports as a potential running mate for Graham. She is facing challenges from real estate mogul Jeff Green, Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum, businessman Chris King, and former Miami Beach Mayor Philip Levine, among others. The primary election is next Tuesday, August 28th. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.